So, good morning, everyone. On behalf of the EPI section, I'd like to welcome you to today's session on local Colorado epidemiological studies. And I'm going to give a little plug. In June, I think it's June 22nd through 24th, but I'm not sure about the dates. We're trying something a little new with APHA, where we're going to have sort of a smaller meeting that will be in locations where more people can perhaps attend who can't necessarily go to the larger cities that are further away. And it's going to be a continuation, a little bit of a continuation on the healthcare reform stuff that we had on Saturday. And so you can just check the APHA website, and it's going to be in Chicago this summer. So, so today our first talk is going to be on successful pediatric influenza immunization program in an integrated community health center system, and it's going to be presented by Mary O'Connor, and she is a general pediatrician at Westside Family Health Center at Denver Health. And she's also an associate professor of pediatrics at the CU Med School. Okay. Oh, and I have no financial disclosures to disclose.
We're going to go back. Okay. I'd like to thank you all for coming on this last day. And I'm actually quite happy to be able to talk about our influenza immunization program at Denver Health. And I'd like to thank my coworkers, Rachel Everhart, Steve Federico, and Simon Hambidge, none of whom are here today. But I'd also like to thank the Denver Health staff, and particularly our medical assistants, who give all these influenza vaccinations and the other vaccinations that we give at Denver Health. I have nothing to disclose. This slide is the 2010 recommendations for influenza immunization, and this is the first year that they have recommended influenza immunization for all adults and children greater than the age of 6 months. In 2008 was the first time that they recommended influenza immunization for all children from 6 months to 18 years. And again, both years they recommended particular emphasis on children and adults who have high-risk conditions. And what I'm going to talk about is Denver Health pediatric immunization data from 2008-2009, the first year that they recommended immunization of everybody. As we know, there are many reasons why people don't get immunized against influenza. One is vaccine availability. In 2008, it was not a problem for us. In 2009, it was more of a problem. We didn't have enough H1N1 in the fall when patients wanted it. We had it in June when nobody wanted it. So that has variability. Inability of people to get to the location of vaccine delivery. They can't get appointments. They don't have insurance, transportation. Not believing in the importance of it. And then there are other reasons too, which may vary in different locations. Influenza immunization can be improved by increasing sites and times of vaccine delivery. A recent report in MMWR showed that of four New England states which had high H1N1 immunization rates last year, three of them targeted major school vaccination campaigns, and this improved their rates in children significantly. A recent report in pediatrics looked at influenza immunization in pediatric practices among children 6 and 23 months of age. They found that higher rates were associated with lower patient volume in the practice, a suburban location, and evening and weekend hours for influenza vaccination. They also found in children it was associated with younger age of the child, high-risk conditions, more than 6 well child care visits in the first 3 years, and any visit between October and January. So with this as a little bit of background, we're going to look at what we're going to do. We looked at pediatric influenza immunizations at Denver Health in the year 2008 and 2009 and compared it to the rates of the Centers for Disease Control Prevention Sentinel sites, which were published in MMWR. The second part evaluated the demographic factors as predictors of full influenza immunization at Denver Health. So immunization in Denver Health is monitored in a registry that we've had for many years. I actually have been at Denver Health for 10 years, and the registry is older than my time that I've been there. It covers immunization in all sites, including all of the community health center clinics, the public health department, which is part of Denver Health, school-based clinic, and inpatient hospitalizations. We have 9 community health center clinics that give immunizations to children. 3 of them are pediatric clinics, 6 are family medicine clinics. We also have 12 school-based clinics that are located in middle and high schools. The school-based clinics in the middle and high schools do see some younger children because they have assigned elementary schools that feed into them, but they see largely middle and high school. Denver Health is the safety net hospital system, and it gives birth to about 3,600 babies a year are born at the hospital. So that gives you a little bit of idea about the system. What did we do? The CDC reported immunization rates in 8 Sentinel sites that had immunization registries. 2 of these were registries that cover large areas. One covered the whole of North Dakota. The other covered all of New York City, and the other registries were regional registries that covered parts of Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Oregon, and Wisconsin, and Denver Health is not part of the Colorado part that was analyzed. And they looked at immunization rates in 6 groups, 6 to 23 months old, 2 to 4 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 12 years, and 13 to 18 years. And they calculated immunization rates for each of the Sentinel sites and for the total sites altogether. We downloaded data from the Denver Health Immunization Registry and from billing information, divided them into the same age ranges as the CDC used. All children who were in the immunization registry were included in part of the Denver Health data analysis. When we looked at the demographic factors, we only included children who had had a visit to one of the clinics in the past 3 years. We then compared full immunization rates for the different age children between Denver Health and the CDC Sentinel sites, and using bivariate and logistic regression, assessed the characteristics of children seen in a Denver Health clinic that was associated with full influenza immunization. And full influenza immunization, we defined it the same as the CDC did in their article in MMWR. If you were over 9, you needed to have 1 vaccine. If you were less than 9 and it was your first year, full immunization was defined as 2 vaccines in that year. If you were seen, had had only 1 vaccine in the prior year and this was your second year, you needed 2 vaccines that year to be considered fully immunized. So in Denver Health, we had 40,134 children who received 18,358 influenza immunizations at Denver Health during that season. Of that, 38,566 had been seen for a clinic visit. So those are our 2 study populations. This is a brief description of the demographics of the children seen at Denver Health. Half male. As you can see, the population is largely Hispanic, and race, ethnicity, and language preference are all self-reported. Our Hispanic population is almost all from Mexico. Over 90% is from Mexico, with a few from other areas. About 41% of the families prefer Spanish as their language. 74% are insured by Medicaid, CHIP, a small amount of commercial insurance, and some uninsured. 51% of the children were seen in one of the 3 pediatric clinics. 29% were seen in family medicine, and 20% were seen in school-based clinics. And this is not only where they were seen for their vaccine, but this is the site that Denver Health considers their clinic of usual site, and they have an algorithm that they use to figure that out. It's always a little bit difficult to figure out who actually belongs to school-based clinic because kids change schools more frequently than they may change community health center clinics, and the schools aren't open in the summer. So there's a little bit of question as to how accurate that 20% number is. This slide is a slide of the immunizations administered to the different age children at Denver Health by week. If you look in the December to January, there's a lull in the turquoise and the purple. That is the school-aged children, and that's because there isn't any school-based clinic over Christmas holidays, so there were very few vaccines given there. And this is very similar to what the CDC reported for immunizations given that year. One of the other things we looked at is we looked at what type of visit was the flu vaccine administered. And we looked at the first flu visit, the first visit for flu immunization in the 12,274 children who were fully immunized. And 37% of those immunizations were given at a sick or follow-up visit. And I think that this is really significant. 35% were given at well child care. Immunization-only clinics are clinics where they come in just for an immunization appointment. They don't see a mid-level provider or a doc. They're usually seen by just a medical assistant who gives the immunizations that are recommended by the immunization registry. And they have to give exactly what is recommended. And walk-in flu immunization clinics are large walk-in clinics that we have. This slide is a little bit busy, but it compares the immunization rates. The column that's listed DH immunization and CDC Sentinel site is the number of children fully immunized versus the total number of children in each group. So as you can see, there were 12,761 who were fully immunized compared to 640,000. The CDC compilation of 8 Sentinel sites had much larger numbers. But as you can see, Denver Health was significantly higher than the compilation of CDC for their 8 sites in all factors. The last column is the odds ratio of being fully immunized for flu influenza at Denver Health compared to CDC. I didn't make a slide of it because it would have been even busier than this, but if you looked at the 8 Sentinel sites individually, Denver Health was higher than every site at every time frame, with the exception of 2 sites, which was Minnesota and Wisconsin for children aged 2 to 4 years, in which they had 32% and 31% fully immunized. So even compared to the other sites, we're doing much better. This is the demographic factors, and we divided the demographic factor analysis into 2 age ranges. We did the 6 to 10 years in one analysis and the 11 to 18 in another because we were interested in looking at the effect of school-based clinic, and that's much more appropriate to the 11 to 18 year olds. And as you can see, our kids were more likely to be immunized if they were in Asian and other ethnic groups versus white. If they spoke an other language or Spanish, the only 3 choices was Spanish or other unknown. So any non-English speakers were more likely to be immunized. They were less likely to be immunized if they were uninsured, if they were seen in family medicine clinics, and if they were seen in school-based clinic. The other major indicator of full immunization was the total number of care visits. So for each extra visit that a child made during the influenza season, the odds was 2.19 that they would be fully up to date. So that using our non-well child care visits for influenza immunization is one of the major reasons why we have high immunization rates. If you look at the children 11 to 18 years, the numbers are really different. The only difference is that those with commercial insurance were much less likely to be immunized, and the Hispanic were more likely to be immunized. Otherwise, this data is very much similar. And I'm going to talk a little bit about school-based clinic a little bit more because the numbers for that are a little bit unclear to us. So, what are the limitations? We are comparing immunizations at a single organization versus regional immunization registries. That may not be a fair comparison, but it was the best comparison group that we could find. We could have compared it with different states, but we weren't sure that that made a whole lot of sense either. So that may not be the best comparison. Over 1/3 of our first immunizations were administered at sick or follow-up visits. And like I said, I think this is really important in getting our immunization rates up. We have a large Hispanic population. They like immunizations. They very rarely refuse any of them. Interestingly enough, last year with H1N1, they had seen enough on TV that anecdotally, we had more refusals for H1N1 vaccine among our Hispanic patients than we have found with seasonal flu. And this year, now that it's included with seasonal flu, nobody's asking any questions. 34% of all immunized 11 to 12-year-olds and 48% of all immunized 13 to 18-year-olds receive their vaccine in school-based clinic. And this is part of the reason why we had such high immunization numbers in the 11 to 12-year-olds and the 13 to 18-year-olds. However, if you look at this data another way, of the children whose primary site of care was school-based clinic and who were 11 to 12 years old, 49% of them were immunized, which is really great. If you look at the 13 to 18-year-olds, we only immunized 31% of them. So we did a better job of immunizing our middle school kids in school-based clinic than we did in high school. So I think that we actually have some room for significant improvement in school-based clinic. So our conclusion is that using immunization registry prompts, multiple sites for vaccine delivery, and multiple visit types, our immunization rates at Denver Health are much better than at the 8 CDC Sentinel immunization sites together and as standalone. Increasing immunization delivered in family medicine clinics, school-based clinics, especially in the older kids, and walk-in immunization clinics could increase Denver Health rates further. This year, we're actually doing some Saturday walk-in influenza clinics at Westside, which is our largest pediatric clinic. We haven't tried Saturday clinics before, but we've started adding some Saturday hours, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. And I don't know exactly why family medicine clinics are lower. We're going to look at that data. I have a feeling that they may do less immunization on sick and follow-up visits than we do in pediatrics, although I can't say that for sure, and we're still looking at that. Thank you.